It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour, here with you one more day for some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. You and I, we're going to the gym of our mind, so to speak, for our daily workout, your daily ritual. You and I connecting in this manner, I put you through a few questions, make you think about a few things on this so important, your mindset when it comes to the quality of your life, how you live, how you feel every single day. We're taking the time to evaluate, assess, think about things, think about them again, think about them again, think about them again. Even if we think we're coming to the right answers, we grow, we expand. We want to take it to higher and higher levels, so it takes this constant assessment. Where other people want to just set it and forget it, we realize that it's something we're going to constantly need to evaluate, and we're okay with that. We're okay with that. We realize that the tougher we are on ourselves, we build up this mental toughness conditioning. What was tough before, when I talk to you about certain things that made me make you feel uncomfortable because you're not where you are, you're not where you want to be quite yet. Can you relate to that? Man, I can think back, and as I look back on my life, there's a lot of things that, you know, I'm proud of. There's a lot of things that I need to work on. I don't see it as I look back on the day-to-day grind, the day-to-day stress, like I'm constantly pushing myself. As I look back, I feel as though I needed to do what I had to do, or maybe sometimes I think, man, I should have put a lot more effort in, put a lot more stress and angst on myself when I look back. But if I really were to think about it in the moment, without the hindsight being 20/20, without the perspective, I realize that it in the moment, all the time, you know, I was grinding myself. You know what I mean? I was pushing myself. I felt uncomfortable. Why am I doing this to myself? Am I ever going to make it? Right? Do you have those thoughts? Can you relate to what I'm talking about? That it, no matter how you feel about your situation before, because you might look at it, oh, those were great times. Those are the best of times. Those were really cool times. Did you really feel that way in the moment? Or is it part of your makeup to constantly ask for more? Always being, you know, at your best, being sharp, being on guard, being in that up state, always, you know, mentally and emotionally flexible and prepared to be, to take advantage of opportunities, to make sure you're at your best. And that takes a little bit of stress, takes a little bit of angst. You know, they say that the feeling of stress, how that feels in your body, tightness, right? Shortness of breath, tightness in the face, tightness in the body, you know, being cramped up, you know, that whole stress, how that feels in your body. If you really think about that, that same physiology is almost exactly the same as how it feels to be excited, excited for the challenge, excited for the game of life. Very close in physiology. So there's a fine line between being excited and being ready because you just want to perform it at your best and you're ready to go, and feeling stressed. You know, and understanding that, that's why you can look back and say, hey, I did what I had to do. It wasn't that stressful. But in the moment, it may feel stressful if you don't really think about these things. So constantly going through the challenge, the game of life, we're enjoying every moment of it. We're trying to grab that perspective in the moment, or as close to us in the moment as possible, because we know later on we're going to look back and say, you know, oh yeah, those times I got through them. Hey, that's just what it takes. So it takes that self-assessment. I got to step up to the challenge. I got to take on more stress. I got to challenge my limits. And when you challenge your limits, you're not going to feel uncomfortable. That's, hey, I just did what I had to do in the past. Have that thought process, that perspective right now in the moment. That's what we do. A lot of times I know the things that I talk about there, they may, when you know you got it going, yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I had that challenge before. Man, I licked it. Man, he's saying some good stuff. Got to make sure I talk to my wife or my buddy, my coworker. They're kind of going through that challenge. This is a good thing that I can pass along to them. Maybe it's something that you're going through at the moment and you just don't get it. You want to get it. You really want to get it, but you just can't seem to get it. And you got this battle. Why can't I get it? Or you can reject it and say, well, you know, he's wrong on here. Whatever it may be. You know, whatever you may think about anything that I'm talking about, and I'm not passing any judgment as I go through this game of life, as I help other people, as I observe these things, because I've just been noticing these things. I've been passionate about looking for these things. It's just like a comedian. A comedian looks at life, what's funny about this situation? What's funny about this person? They can look at the news. They can see anything because that's what they look for. For whatever reasons, that's what they're interested in, and they become great at doing it from years and years at just looking at the world that particular way. That's what makes them funny. That's what makes them a comedian. Well, you know, for me, I talk about it, you know, just for so long, playing sports and realizing it wasn't my physical ability that had the biggest impact on my performance or the kids around me. I realized it was some people had a different mindset. And so that's when this whole journey started for me. These are just things that I look at. Well, you know, you could take my whole life experiences, my passion, whatever crazy reasons why I always looked at this. You can come to this podcast and take, you know, all of this effort, time, energy, and let me ask you questions here during this 30 minutes every single day, and you can apply it to your life. Just the same, in the same manner where a comedian, for whatever reasons, dedicated his life to being funny, and then for TV show, hour-long comedy show, whatever, they can entertain you, even though you haven't been looking at the world as particularly funny. You've got your other things that you focus on. Well, you can take that comedian's lifelong passion and unique way of looking at the world to entertain you, to make you laugh. Hopefully, I'm doing a lot more than just entertaining you during these Morning Connection podcasts. Hopefully, I'm helping you look at your life so you can take this information, take it to the next level, give you some perspective, make you, you know, feel a lot better about the journey that you're going through. Really love the feedback you've been giving me. Skip@skiplacour.com. I'm always looking for ways as I, you know, work my way to podcast number 200. So here we are right now at Morning Connection podcast number 165. And this second round of 200, sharing a few months with you every single day, right? I love doing this. I love your feedback. I want to always look for ways on how to make this better. Thinking ahead, too. Thinking ahead past these 200s. Probably take, you know, a break for a while. Assess the situation. Maybe come back and talk about current events. Everything in the news and how we can use. I always talk about how life is always teaching you lessons. And the only question is, are you learning these lessons? Are you taking them in? Or are they just going by? Oh, I never noticed. Right? I'm always looking for life lessons in the news, current events, pop culture. So I'm thinking about evolving this show into where, you know, I'm really talking about the current event and news and then tying it into what we all can learn about life. You know, taking my years of looking at the world a little bit differently. So I'm thinking about that as we go past 200. Probably that probably won't start for months after we reach Morning Connection podcast 200, but I'm always looking for a way. I appreciate a way to, you know, make an influence, make entertain you in some way, shape, or form. I always say that, you know, what the purpose of this is, to help you examine your life, and that more thought, it leads to better decisions and the actions that you take every single day, those actions that you don't take that aren't getting you to where you ultimately want to be. Hopefully it's getting you more and more clear on what it is you even want in life in every situation that you enter. From the time you enter the gym, you go to work, you enter a conversation, you have a party, what's your outcome? Can you really think about your outcome in every situation? That's in the time that's you're right in front of you. The present, you know, what do you want out of this podcast? What is it that you want? Always you thinking about knowing your outcome to all your short-term goals, your medium-term goals, your long-term goals, and more importantly, and this is what I talk about, that vision that you have for yourself, you know, who you are, what you're all about, you know, if 100 years from now when you're no longer on this planet, what do you want to be known for? That's your vision. That's what drives your day-to-day decisions and your thoughts and what you do and you don't do. This podcast should get you thinking about that every single day, about all of these things. And if anything, you're being entertained and you've got some great conversation material to talk about when you're with your family or friends or at your next party. So, you know what I want to talk about today is we're all working hard. Well, I'm going to assume that. I think I'm pretty accurate if you're the type of person to listen to this Morning Connection podcast. We're pushing ourselves to get the most out of our talents, our abilities, all right, everything that we've been given, all our strengths, all our weaknesses, construct them in a way so we can get the most out of life. We continually have to push our limits to get what it is we really want in life. And that's why I always have you. What do you really want? Now, a lot of us, this is especially true of the people who I, you know, help in the Manformation program. Okay, I have a lot of experience. Now, I understand that I draw a lot of people, birds of a feather flock together, that they have a similar mindset as me. That's just how it works. I'm great with that. I just speak my truth, and many times, because the people who, you know, get drawn to my podcast, the things that I do, they like it. If they don't like it, if it's not them, then they go away, and there's other coaches, gurus, blogs, websites that they go to, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. I know, I understand that I can't be everything to everybody, and I don't need everybody in the world to agree with my way of thinking. Who knows? Hell, 5 years from now, my way of thinking might evolve so much that, hell, who knows, I might not agree totally with everything that I'm saying right now, my perspective of the world. That's what I share with you many times, things that I thought 15 years ago, hell, even 5 years ago, that I don't think now, and I take you along with the journey on how I think that thinking was flawed. So if I know that I'm constantly going to evolve and change, I don't expect everybody to agree with me, and neither should you. Neither should you. You just speak your truth, your sensory acute to all the things, all the feedback that you get. You don't necessarily believe or that everybody's out to, because they're a hater or because, you know, I don't know, they've got a problem. I mean, I take feedback. I take criticism. I evaluate it. Many times, some criticism I do get, it isn't anything that I haven't considered before. And that's what I want to talk about, you know, those limits to get what you really want. You know, there's a lot of people, like I said, guys in the Manformation program, there is always this balance, this sweet spot between really aggressively going for what you want and being too passive. You know what I'm talking about? There's that fine line where, you know, to maximize and get everything you want, get yourself closer to it. I mean, you got to really push yourself, but there's no definite spot of where that is. And sometimes you go overboard, right? And you're too aggressive, or you offend somebody, or just too much, right? But you never know where that line is. The only way you're going to know that line for sure is, even when you have coaches or mentors, or you're modeling someone, the only way you're going to know that for sure is by testing those limits. And it's easy just to say, again, that sweet spot, you know, that point where you're maximizing all your efforts, you're really pushing yourself, you're really going for it, you're really risking and taking chances, and then boom, just, you know, just a little bit more, you push yourself to the other side, and now you're ineffective, you're offensive, you're too aggressive, and you know it, right? How willing are you to play with that line? Or you're so afraid of offending other people, you're so afraid of people looking at you harshly, you're so afraid of the downside of whatever risk that you're taking, you stay so far away from that line. You're so far away from that sweet spot because you're playing it safe, right? It's risky, right? You could offend somebody. People could look at you harshly. You could be considered overbearing. People could mistake you for having the wrong intention, ill intentions. Right? What do I mean by that? Okay, let's use some examples. It would be like, do you speak your mind? You disagree. You have a different opinion than the group think, the people around you. Do you take the chance to speak your mind, speak your truth? And you're not just doing it to be different. I mean, you just really disagree with what's being said. You want to take a stand. Or do you stay so far away from that line because, you know, you speak your mind, you go against group. I mean, you could be a total hero. I mean, you can bring clarity to their life. You can put the team in the right direction. Or you just went right over and you're speaking out of turn. You offended too many people. You're going to get ostracized, right? You're a jerk because you went past speaking your mind and you became offensive. Where is that fine line? Many times you won't even know that until much later, because many times you can offend people, make them feel bad about something. And, you know, it's really up to them. They can hold on to that forever, right? Or they can say, you know what? You know what you said to me? Man, I thought you were a jerk. I thought you were an idiot. And, man, it marinated for a while. And every time I thought of you, I was pissed off that you spoke up and you told me that. But you know what? I'm looking back now, and it was the greatest piece of advice that I was given. Thank you for going out on a limb and risking looking bad, looking like a jerk, and telling me what I needed to know. I share many stories like that with you of where, you know, people have told me things that I did not agree with, but it really, you know, hit me, right? I really could feel it. And I know with life experience now, when I feel something, when someone says something to me and it really causes a reaction and I really aggressively don't agree with them, there's something there that I need to think about. Many times later on, I get what they're saying. I get the point. Maybe they didn't get it exactly right, but there was a huge lesson that I learned from them speaking up, them telling me what they believed about a certain situation, how they perceived it, even though I really didn't like it at the moment. I mean, I can think of several things. If you listen to all my podcasts, many of those lessons that I share with you are the ones that were painful to hear at first, or where I didn't agree and somebody told me something or pointing something out and it caused me pain. I disagreed with it, right? Now, there's many things that people said that just went one ear and out the other too. So it wasn't like every time you get criticism that you need to take that on. I too, I mean, I've had so many people over the years come up to me and where, you know, they said to me, you know what you said to me, like I said, they went through that scenario. You know what you said to me, I really want to resist it. I really thought you were a jerk. but you know what, you're right. And I'm thinking, huh? When was I a jerk? Right? See, that's the key. Is if you really just speak your truth, you don't even know that you're pushing that line. You're somewhat crossing that sweet spot. Because you just really believe what it is you're saying. You're not even thinking about it. Many times when they came back to me, I go, I didn't even know that I was even saying something that could be somewhat controversial. Now, if that's the way you feel about it, that's a good place to be. Because especially if you've really thought it out, you know it's your truth. It's not that you're always going to be right, all right? But many times, I mean, the greatest things in life that we want would be, it's when you, oh, should I do it? Should I not do it? Right? And it's that decision time. I mean, those are the tough ones. And you're not always going to be right. But as you know, it's like, how close do you get to that line? Because you want to succeed. You want what's on the other side for you. See, like I said, in the Man Formation Program, the guys who I work with, I mean, they are so far away from that line. Because without realizing it, their goal is not to offend, to play it safe. Don't risk it. And I certainly understand that. But the point is, the closer you get to that line, the more of the greatest things in life that you're going to achieve. So we talked about speaking your mind. And then that could be, other people could view that as being too opinionated. You can be proud of what you do, right? And other people might perceive that as you being a bragger, okay? You can be confident. Carry yourself with confidence. Speak with confidence. Well, you know, to some people, you could that sweet spot, that line, they could perceive you as being too cocky, too arrogant. And yeah, that comes up a lot in the Man Formation program as I work with men. They are so far away from that line between cocky and confident, they don't really even understand it, that they play themselves so down. They're playing it safe, and people don't even know the great power that they have, how much they can help them, how much value they can bring to their lives, because the person is playing themselves so down. I mean, when I talk about man formation, I mean a lot of the lessons that I learned. Not that, you know, I was just some shy guy who wasn't very confident, but I had certain beliefs in my mind. I can think of years ago, this good friend of mine, he's a motivational speaker now and has been for many years in Australia. Well, I met him way back over 20 years ago when we were both kind of going, you know, through our stuff, progressing to where we both are now. I was focused on bodybuilding and training, that whole world, becoming the best I could be there, where he was really working on, you know, his direction. And so I met him at an event, at a seminar that, you know, we were just going there to learn more. We were talking and this and that, really connected with the guy. And then, I don't know, a few months later, he lived in another part of the country. He said, "Hey, wow, I looked you up on the internet. Or I was talking to people after we met. And wow, I didn't know you accomplished all these things. Wow, you're so humble about it." Well, you know, I used to, and I know a lot of guys do, would take, thank you very much. Like, that's a good thing. You know, I'll tell you, when you're not getting everything you want in life, when you feel you're so talented, you have so much to offer, and you're not getting, all you're doing is giving, giving, giving. You're being this nice guy who's providing all this value to the world, but you don't think you're getting your fair share. You'll realize some of the things that you do, you're just so far away from that line where you get closer. You know, just think of all the opportunity, all the connection, where that relation, you know, obviously by him telling me that, it was a certain level of respect that got just taken to the next level. It isn't like I didn't earn those accomplishments. Who knows? You know, I went and visited him in Australia and, you know, took me around. I went to his events. And, you know, it started from a level of respect, right? He had to go out and find reasons why he should respect me. Now, I'm not saying that I should have been a bragger. Hey, I did this, I did this. There's subtle ways that you can present yourself instead of staying so far away from that line. You know, maybe the relationship with that respect that I earned, it wasn't like I'm bullshitting him. It could have started a little bit earlier if he didn't have to go out and get it, or it may have never started. So that's something that you guys need to think about. That line between being confident and being proud of your accomplishments that really create relationships and openings and opportunities in your life, or do you sit back? You're so far away from that line because you don't want to be perceived as cocky or arrogant. Pushing the limits, finding that sweet spot, right, that maximizes everything you have to offer this world and help you get what you want versus you appearing to be some way that you don't want to appear, going overboard on the line. Being aggressive. Do you perceive yourself as being really aggressive, right? Where's that line? Or do you sit back and wait and then you kick yourself in the butt later on because you're too passive? Or, you know, maybe you have these good intentions. You don't want to appear too aggressive. And then somebody you respect says, "Why are you being so passive?" You know what I'm talking about? That there's that line with everything, pushing those limits. You know, do you speak up with your husband, with your wife? You know, your boyfriend or girlfriend, do you tell them what you want? You know, you tell the goodness of your heart. Do you worry about being too pushy, asking for too much? And then you're so far away from the line that you don't get what you want and you're not happy. Is that you not asking for what you want because you find so much, you know, pride staying away from that line? Is staying away from that line, is it really serving you? See, some people are so afraid to be too opinionated, to be a bragger, to be considered cocky, to be considered too aggressive, that they have a lot of pride staying off that line. Being perceived that way would be, that's what they really want. That's what their goal in life is, whether they realize it or not. Their goal is to not be perceived a certain way. rather than be perceived the way that they want. Staying 10 miles away from that limit and not stepping over it. They think that they're tap dancing around that. They're so far away from it. And then they wonder why they're not having the greatest things in life. You know, are you a good businessman who is proud of what he does? That he wants to tell the world, hey, marketing, people have to know. They can't be like that scenario I talked about. You can't be so great, so impressive that if they knew what great services and products that you had, or what a great employee you are, however it is about selling yourself, you can't wait for them to go on the internet or run into somebody to know how great it is. Somehow, some way, you're going to have to let them know. Or you're going to lose out on so many opportunities. Where is that fine line? Where is that limit? How willing are you to go over it in experimenting with that line to get what you want? Or are you afraid? Right? Are you, in, it comes down to that fear of what other people think or your fear of being perceived a certain way. You know, every single day when I do this podcast, I look for inspiration for life, those lessons that are going around. You know what? You know why? How I came up with today's topic, which I really never know what it is many times until the minute, you know, it's 4:30 a.m., the music comes on, it's time to do this podcast. It's because, you know, I think that situation for many years with me that I talked about where I worked very hard and I have all these qualities that I know would earn respect, but I've had these beliefs in the past of, you know, playing it down, oh, being humble. That whole thing I really dissect in the Man Formation program because I really believe that's holding most of us back as men. And you know, that's the way I've gone about business. You know, like a lot of people, they'll get my products and services, and it's 10 times the value of what they perceived. And they are really sold on it to begin with, right? And, you know, just like in the past with that one guy, oh, you're so humble. You know, I didn't know all these great things that you accomplished. I used to find power in that. Well, as long as he doesn't think I'm cocky or arrogant. See, I don't see that anymore. When people, if the people say that to you, I want you to reconsider if that's power, because I am telling you, if you're not getting all the things that you want in life, there's a good chance that you are so far away from that line, and you need to really think about why. Why is that? Is it the fear of being perceived that way? So I don't look at that at all as a positive thing anymore. Same thing in business. As, you know, I go out of being the artist, the guy who is just given, 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 which I tell you create win-win situations. Don't leave yourself short by giving, 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 being a pleaser for all other things, you know, other people, and hoping that it comes back. You have to set up a win-win situation. I talk about that all the time. Are you going to just give, 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 be great at what you do? No one's going to reciprocate. They're not even going to know how to reciprocate your efforts. You have to somehow, some way, let them know that what a great relationship they're in, and what would make it a mutually beneficial relationship to you. You can't just guess that they'll know. And so when somebody tells me, wow, this coaching is like 10 times, it's worth 10 times the price that I invested. All right. Or this product. Wow. And this is, you know, the Man Formation program. You hear me talk about it all the time. I can't tell you the first few years. Wow. This is awesome. This is life changing. The Man Formation program is something, I don't know, for whatever reason, not my tremendous sales job back then, or that I talked about it all the time. It wasn't that way in the past. It was just something for whatever reasons, whatever I said about it, wherever they were in their life, and they invested in it. And then, I mean, it was worth 10 times the value, changed their life in so many ways. Then they aggressively go out and get me for one-on-one coaching so they can ramp it up. I can't tell you how many men said, hey, I love the Man Formation program. It changed my life. The reason why I'm here today to get this coaching for you on a weekly basis, because I think I maximize it. I want more of this stuff to take my life to a higher and higher level. See, I don't take pride in that anymore. I see it as, wow, I came so far from the line of being a good marketer to letting people know about the tremendous services I have, right? That's my journey. But where is that? Where does that come up in your life? Again, that sweet spot, those limits. How far are you really away from them? And what are you afraid of by pushing that limit? How you're perceived, what people might think of you if you go over that line. Again, do you speak your mind? Or do you see it that way? Or are you being too opinionated? Is that what you're afraid of? Are you proud of what you do? Or are you afraid of people thinking you're a bragger? Are you confident? And, you know, people like to be around other people who are confident. That's who they hire. That's who they want on their team. That's who they want to marry. That's who they want to be their best friend. Confident people, great energy. You know that. But are you staying so far away from the line that you're afraid of going over and being cocky or arrogant and people not liking you? Are you being aggressive to knowing that you're doing whatever you can for your family to produce so you can have the best options in life, right? You're aggressive. You're going for it. You're doing whatever it takes. Or are you afraid of, you know, being too pushy and too, you know, too aggressive, too focused, too one-minded, too overbearing? Where is that line? How close are you really to it? How about being a good business person, a good salesman? I mean, I have a lot of guys who I coach who are in sales that are so afraid to push that line of showing the world what a tremendous, valuable service that they have to offer the world, right? It's your responsibility to push them over the edge if that's what they're there for, because you believe in your product. If you don't believe in your product, then maybe you should worry about what people think. But I understand that fine line of what we're all dealing with. Like I said, is that in this fitness industry that I've been a part of, you know, it's pretty much that the mindset is everybody's in it for the art of it, right? Even the business people who, you know, have their services or coaching or whatever, they're so worried about coming across of being, in it for the buck, all right? They're just money-minded, that they're so far away from that line. I've seen them come and go over the years. They don't take care of themselves. Then they have to go get a regular job. They're so far away from that line. And tell you something, I have been so far away from that line until when you just get sick and tired and saying, look, this is a one-sided deal. You know, I'm providing way too much value for what I'm getting back for it. When you are in that situation, well, I'm not necessarily talking about business, you got to examine yourself. And it's probably how far away you're from that line and what you're afraid of if you were to go past that line. You know, just because you go over it at times doesn't mean that's just who you are, your reputation's damaged. If you do think that, if that even comes about, you can always make adjustments. And so what I was talking about, you know, well, what stimulated this conversation? It's because, you know, now I'm focused with the family. You know, I don't just work, you know, 12 hours a day now for the art of it. I love connecting with you. I love coming into your life. But just like I have to walk the talk, I have to be a product of the product. I encourage you is don't just create one-sided situations where you just give to the world and then you're left unhappy. You're not getting what you want. There's a way to do it. It may take some experimentation to create a genuine win-win where you provide for others so much value and then they reciprocate it. All right. It's not you screwing yourself. And that's, you know, that's most people's problem. We might look at people, well, that guy's shady or he's dishonest. Even if that were to be true, that's the minority. I tell you, that is the minority. Most people don't take care of themselves. And I know with the people who I deal with, that is 99% of the people's challenge. And they would even admit that. And so I got this, the criticism, it was from, it's not even a real person on Twitter. They have some hidden name. And you know, if I look through the Twitter feed, and all it is many things have to do with business, how somebody is too in it for the money or whatever. And the criticism to me was the guy said, I used to like Skip LaCour, but now he's just in it for the quick buck, right? First of all, I don't even need to go into the legitimacy of quick buck. Hell, 25 years, do a Google search. I mean, if anything, if you want to say I'm in it for the buck, I've been in it for the slow buck, all right? So, you know, one thing about it. But the point, though, is it was something that inspired me. Because for so many years of not doing what I now am committed to doing, create a win-win situation, I was one of those people who felt, man, what I give out isn't even close. And I tap dancing online of, oh, is he too much of a salesman? Does he push it so much? I've been in the public eye with all these posts, never, ever, ever got that, you know, that criticism. I mean, I've got tons of products to sell, you know, not just Mass Machine Nutrition, audios, videos, coaching. You know, you probably think it's Skip. You don't have that problem now. And you know what I would say? Thank you very much. I don't want to have that problem. And I encourage you not to have a problem. I never got, for being in this for so many years and always selling my services, never got that criticism. But it was something I was always, always, always fearful of. Now, the question that I would have for you is that because I did such a great job? No, I'm telling you, it's because I came so far away from the line because I was so worried about pushing that line and I left myself short. Right? If you want the greatest things in life, you're going to have to tap dance with that line. I'm glad that I did. That means that I'm getting closer to that line, even if I were to go over, right? At least I tried and I'm playing with it, right? And again, that's what stimulated this, but it's with everything. How bold are you? How confident are you? Or are you going to be too pushy, too aggressive, too arrogant? You're too opinionated, right? All of these things, you need to think about it, that you have to be able to have confidence in what you do. If you don't have confidence in what you do, then you should worry about that. But if you really are convinced that you are producing you're a good person with a good message, what you say, whether another person thinks it's opinionated or not, it's what you truly believe. Are you that type of leader? Do you lead your own life? How far away from the line do you think you are? I want you to think about that right now on a scale from 1 to 10 for the things that you really want in life. Those areas of life that you feel you're the most challenged. You know, for my wife, it's that, you know, this belief about being too pushy, right? That, you know, and I always tell her, I go, honey, you can go way out of your way. You are so far away from the line by asking for too much and being a bitch. I mean, you can go out. You are so far away from the line that you can be the most demanding. You could go into character and pretend you're a bitch, go way out of your way, ask for everything, and you would still be far away from the line of being a pushy bitch, right? And I love that about her that she's concerned about it, but I love her so much that I want her to make sure she gets everything out of life. She's so far away from the line of getting what she wants and not making it so one-sided that she gives everything to everybody. It's good quality to have. It's good. It shows a really good heart. But I love her so much. I want her to win more. I want her minute-to-minute experiences to be win-win where she gets what she wants in life. And it's not so one-sided, right? So think about that. Think about those limits. Where is it in your life? Rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. You know, do you have a voice? Right? Do you want to be more respected? Do you want to be viewed as more confident, have more opportunities, be picked on the team to get the promotion, get the job? Right? But you're always selling yourself. You're always presenting yourself. How far away do you really think you're from that line? And how willing have you been to push it? And think about it. What are the things that have caused you to be so tentative on those lines? Is it because ever since you were a little boy, you know, you saw all these guys, the cocky guy or the arrogant guy, he was so ridiculed by the masses. Is that why? Was it ingrained as a little kid that you have to stay at all cost? You can't go over that line. You know, think about it. Think about it for you. Hopefully you're like me. When you finally do, because you're sick and tired of creating one-sided situations of not being heard, not being picked for the team, not getting that promotion, not getting everything that you're providing value, that you'll welcome the chance. Uh-oh, I was a bitch? Hooray. Hooray for me. I look forward to my wife to say that. Wow, somebody said I was a bitch. I've never heard that in my life. I must be getting closer to that sweet spot. You know, that line, even though I may have pushed over the line for this one brief experience, this one time, or this one brief period of my life, and I can learn from that feedback. At least I'm not 10 miles away from that line anymore. All right, so where are you on that line? I want you to rate it on a scale from 1 to 10. Send me an email at skip@skipplecore.com. Tell me how powerful this message may be to you. And this may be one of those ones that take a little while to marinate, because I realize that whatever, you don't really think about where that line is or what created it, because what you do with your current way of thinking, it makes sense to you, what you do. It's all logical, right? And again, what are these podcasts for? Just to stimulate thought. If things are working for you, then you don't need to think about it. If they're not working for you, if you're not getting everything you want, you could just consider what I have to say. Because I don't know you. I don't know that this is a challenge for you. You have to decide that for yourself. And maybe you don't think it is right now. Maybe later on it's going to marinate and you may think a different way. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that one moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn cool? Small thing, big thing. What was it for you? What's that one thing? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that experience, that accomplishment, that achievement that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, pushing that limit. All right, not being afraid to go over it sometime and getting that feedback that you need. At least you know that you are maximizing everything this world has to offer, even if you went over it, and you're going to rejoice in the fact, yeah, all right, now I'm not so far away from it. Right? It's going to take you months, if not years, of you experimenting where that sweet spot is, where that line really is, and not just in fear of what people might think, fear of, oh, what might happen, you're so far away from it. All right? What is that? Think about it right now. Visualize it. Feel it. All right? What's that thing, that experience that could take you months, if not years, of you stepping up, making your manifestation for it you to accomplish? Are you thinking all throughout the day, what's the highest and best use of my time? Is what I'm doing right now really helping me get to the real results, what I really want? All right? Is it really helping you get there? And then what are those results that you really want? Let's make sure that we're going for what we really want and not some short-term peanut butter and jelly sandwich that once we wake up after years after getting that, thinking, wait, this isn't what I wanted. This is just a cheap replacement. It's just a Band-Aid on my problem. What I really wanted was this. I want you to think about that right now so we can wait. We can forget about the Band-Aid, get the operation or whatever we need to heal ourselves to get what we really want in life. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting my efforts. SkipLacour.com. Make sure you're on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.